Hey, everybody, an all-new edition of Craft Root Sports starting up here in just a minute. This week, there was some terrible news that came out. Jeff Bridges announced that he's got lymphoma. So in honor of the dude, we are going to rate our beers this week on the Big Lebowski scale. We're going from we believe in nothing all the way up to really tied the room together. Scott, what are you drinking this week?
I am drinking Juicy Bits, which is a hazy India pale ale, and it is out of the Weldworks Brewing Company, which is out of Colorado. 6.7, 4. I believe 2 something on
4.22.
Yeah. So coming in strong. So I'm going to go with, because it smelled so good on first sip, I'm like, oh my god, I'm going with, there's a beverage here, man. Which is one of my favorite quotes in that movie, so do with that what you will. But yeah, solid out of the gates on this one.
Very nice. Drew, what are you drinking this week?
This week I am going with Bear Bottle from Kinetic. No, shit, I have no idea.
Scratch that, reverse it. Kinetic, yeah, Kush from Bear Kinetic Bottle.
Kinetic Kush from Bear Bottle Brewing. I always get distracted by their cans because this brewery legit posts their entire recipe right on the can. And I'm just like, how do you stay in business that way? But it's delicious, man. The smell to start off was fantastic. The first taste is delicious. I'm very excited to see where this goes. So I'm giving it a look, man, that's just your opinion, all right? I totally murdered, but I got distracted. I had it earlier.
Butchered the hell out of that quote.
You did. That all up.
Man.
This week, I am drinking Lost Paradise from Platte Park Brewing in Denver, Colorado. This one's a 5.1% ABV brew. It's a coconut coffee porter, which I was all about that as soon as I saw it. Initial taste, though, not a whole lot of coconut flavor, so I'm kind of disappointed. I guess we'll see how it holds up. So I think right now, I'm going to put it at a... what's a pederast, Walter? And we'll see. We'll see where it goes from here. So, Hold on.
I want to make sure that everybody knows we got a market zero on Drew's rating scale.
Yeah.
That quote, market zero.
I was going to say, can I get another run at it? Because I've collected myself.
And, go ahead, one more time. Yeah,
well, that's just like your opinion, man.
Way to read that much better this time around. Well done, Drew.
Yeah, because this time I actually fucking read it.
All new edition of Craft Root Sports starting up. Chime in below. Let us know what you're drinking and rate it on the Big Lebowski scale all the way from we believe in nothing to it really tied the room together. Hit share. Help us out. Let's get this started.
Leads?
It's because I'm.
It is Wednesday night, so that means it is time to crack a beer and hang out with us. This is Craft Root Sports, home of the drunkest sports takes on the internet. Sponsored by Belly Up Sports. Shout out Belly Up Sports. Go subscribe, rate, and review to all of the podcasts on the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. I am Mike. With me, as always, is Scott. Scott, how you feeling tonight?
Feeling like a Braves fan, baby. Blew a 3-1 lead. Add that to the playoff history.
The Barves, baby. The Barves doing Barves things, man.
Barved it all up, baby.
Drew, how are you feeling tonight?
Fuck this hump day. Let's get drunk.
Well, no sponsored post tonight, everybody. There will be no sponsored post.
I thought we stopped doing that.
We did. I'm just messing with you.
We definitely did tonight.
Yeah,
well,
it's definitely not happening tonight.
Yeah, it's very clear.
We got an awesome show for you tonight. We've got some great stories and on deck coming up. We're going to do a new segment, Good Call, Bad Call. And we're going to do some Would You Rather questions that we sourced from the Craft Root Sports Facebook group. So I'm very excited to ask those of my co-hosts here. We're also, first time ever, fellas, 3-0 on the show. Actually, it's not the first time over. We went 4-0 last year with Matt Stanton on the show, but first time this year that we went 3-0. So I was pretty pumped about that. So we'll get into our picks. We'll make some new picks. And I'm going to talk golf later, fellas. I know you want to. I know you don't, you know, necessarily love it when I talk golf, but there's been some awesome golf news this week. So we're going to talk some golf. And then, of course, we'll stick to sports. All of that coming up. Be sure to hit share. Help us out. Let your friends see this beautiful new setup we have here. Robert Taylor already commenting with the great setup that we have. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Now let's hide it.
Y'all can suck a dick. I put a lot of work into setting my thing up last week, and then no one noticed. Bunch of jerks.
Let's give a shout out. This is On Deck, brought to you by Beer Drop, everybody. Do you want award-winning craft beers delivered straight to your door starting at under $4 a serving? Our friends at Beer Drop can hook you up. Just fill out your flavor profile, sign up for one of their monthly plans, and they will curate a box of fresh, award-winning craft beer that will be sent right to your door. You can swap out beers, add more, and even skip a month. And if you don't like commitment, you can still go and order delicious beers to be delivered right to you. Just go to craftrootsports.com/beerdrop for $5 flat shipping. That's craftrootsports.com/beerdrop. Sell out. All right, fellas, I think we got Mookie leading us off this week, right, Mook? You leading off On Deck for us this week?
Yes,
sir. I'm just going to battle Javi in the comments.
Okay, yeah, you keep fighting Javi in the comments. In the meantime, Drew, you're on deck.
Charge! Yeah, so, look, man, I just absolutely love the world of hockey and the stories it brings to us, because I think we can all agree hockey players are unlike any other kind on this planet, and they just give and give and they give until it hurts. And the story I got for y'all this week is just, it's absolutely stunning. So for those of you not familiar with, Mike, do you want to jump in here with the pronunciation for me?
Yeah, you know what? I think I can do that for you, Drew. This is an LA Kings prospect. And let me just vamp for 1 second while I get to it here. Yeah, it's Elias Anderson.
Good, yeah. Thank Nailed you. It, man. Thank yeah, you. Exactly.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, Elias Anderson.
Anderson.
Was the number 7 overall pick. I think it was the 2018 NHL draft. So very highly rated prospect, highly touted. And he's gone through some rough patches here as he's trying to find his way. He's had some games in the league and whatnot. But most recently got fined for an illegal hit, which, look, you know, this is where we all may diverge in the way that we look at these hits, because I got to be honest, man. Yeah, sure, he kind of shouldered the guy in the face or whatever. But, you know, these days in the NHL, they want to toss you out for hitting someone in the head, when back in the old day, they didn't even wear helmets, and they would just take that and say, that's a good scrap. That's a good scrap right there. Long story short, dude got fined $9,000 for this hit that he threw in a match. And
God.
Paid for it by selling his car, because those are the tough times that he has come up on since being drafted in the NHL 3 years ago as a top 7 pick. And dude tried to play it off as in, like, well, I was going to sell the car anyways. I wasn't really using it. It was just sitting at home. So I figured, and again, once this is where I just love hockey guys, because make sense of this sentence for me. They ask him, did you pay the fine directly, guys? He goes, no, actually, I sold my car and paid for it. And the interviewer goes, you're joking. And the response, and I'm going to quote verbatim, no, I had the car parked at home in Gothenburg for a long time and had still intended to get rid of it. Okay, makes sense. I can comprehend that. That's normal English. But had not taken my time. Okay, getting a little dicey, but I still see where you're going. It was time now. So I went plus minus zero on selling the car and paying the fine. So you sold the car to pay the fine for the legal hit you threw in a Swiss hockey league while the LA Kings had loaned you out because you couldn't play for them yet. Cool.
Bro, all right, man. That is brutal. Like, I mean, I understand hockey players don't make a ton of money, but that's rough,
selling,
right?
A car, yeah. A $9,000 fine. I mean, he couldn't get that ponied up for by, you know, pimping for some what? Dick enlargement pills online or something. I mean, shoot.
Is there any fine in any other sport that's that low? Like, I feel like NFL players get fined $9,000 for showing up late to practice. Like, that's, well, like, you know what I mean?
Wearing the wrong socks or, right. Yeah, exactly.
Or DWB.
Yes, Tyson, it's a Brady King jersey. Respect.
DWB. I picked up that, Sky. You tried to slide that one in, but I got that one on. I hear
I was
you.
Making sure somebody got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I heard you.
And the best part is, too, though, and also I want to point out about this new arrangement. Scott, you notice how much bigger his head is than ours?
No, because his head's always been quite a bit bigger than ours.
Yeah, that's fair, yeah.
I noticed that the camera's
I don't want people to be scrolling.
He's trying to play us off with the house music. Don't let him.
This is bullshit. What I was going to say is...
All right, I am on deck. Here we go.
According to CapFriendly.com...
Joe, switch to my camera. Thank you, Joe. Thank you for me.
$2.6 million so far as a professional hockey player and still at a... car to pay this fine.
I was gonna mute him. I muted for like a split second. I hit mute, but I accidentally hit the wrong input.
See, that's still bullshit.
No, you got through. You got through. It's fine.
Whatever.
It's
the principle of the matter.
All right, let's talk.
I had friends die face down in the mud. Nah, man.
What?
He went with a Walter reference.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I was just making sure he's got his footing back underneath.
Yes, he's got it. Let's talk Odell Beckham. Drew's rocking a Brady Quinn jersey. So while we've got Browns in the chat, let's talk Odell Beckham. Odell Beckham has been banned from LSU football facilities for 2 years. If you remember, this stems from some NCAA violations after the national championship game. Odell Beckham was seen on the sidelines and on the field after the game, and then he was in the locker room. He was handing out cash to players. He slapped a security guard on the ass. Like, dude was just straight up wiling out. There were all kinds of investigations that came from that. At first, LSU was like, no, it was fake money, which was the dumbest lie we had ever heard in our lives. We talked about it when it happened. And then clearly it came up that it was real money. They self-reported, and there was some NCAA violations along with some other things that they kind of stuffed in there as well. They were like, oh, also, we did this other shady shit, too. So now Odell Beckham has been banned from LSU football facilities for 2 years, and this is on the heels. There was two Odell Beckham stories that came out today. There was that one, and he also came out and said when they were talking about him being sick and being sent home from Browns practice last week, he said, quote, I don't think COVID can get me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. It's a mutual respect. So Odell Beckham with that mutual respect with the Rona.
Well, it's because Rona don't want to get done by people. Like, literally, it ain't done like that.
I didn't even think about that. Rona's like, yeah, I'm not trying to get shit on, bro. You good. I'm just going to stay over here. It's, you know, it's a mutual respect thing. I love
Rona been around the world and seen a lot of things, but it ain't ready to get shit on.
That dude is absolutely out of his mind, man. I knew Odell Beckham was, you know, a little out there, but the dude has clearly lost it, right? Like, is he trying to be funny with that quote? Is that what that was? Like, it was just his way of trying to be a funny dude, and
you're
it comes
trying to
off
give
so...
the guy credit for being like clever and creative and having a sense of humor.
You're right. I did try to do that. That's my mistake. Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
To answer your question, though, I don't know, because last time I thought somebody was joking, continued to get really weird. And I'm talking about Mr. Flat Earther up there when he was in Cleveland. It was like, oh, wait, he's not joking. Oh, and he gets weirder?
Speaking of weirders, did you hear Aaron Rodgers is apparently a big conspiracy theorist? Aaron Rodgers thinks he believes
he also
in
the fuck Olivia Munn. So I mean, like, why do we pay attention to anything he does?
He believes in chemtrails. Like, he thinks that he was like,
oh, the airplane.
Yeah, things? Airplanes are giving everybody cancer. Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers and OBJ, they both got that CTE. That's the story we got this week for you, everybody. Scott, take us home. You are on deck.
Well, it wouldn't be a week without, you know, Rona hitting the news hard. So I guess if OBJ is too good for Rona, how about Rona helping out? I don't know. That's what Rick Pitino says. In case you forgot, because I sure as hell did before this news broke, Rick Pitino is back in coaching, and he's at Iona, which most people don't know where Iona is. It's in New York. But this dude is trying to say that he spun COVID into a positive. So upon getting this job, he had to replace 8 players because it's Iona, so they're probably all graduating seniors. It's not like they got anybody going pro at Iona. But he's out here claiming that it's because of Corona that he was able to replace what he says is his biggest recruiting class yet. I don't know how often he's ever had to replace eight guys, and doing it without money, I'm sure, was very hard. So there's that. But yeah, just going to read the quote, because there's no way to spin it any better than Rick did. So he says, quote, "So with me, COVID, we said, how can we use COVID as an ally? That's a crazy thought. How could COVID be anything but terrible? We had to bring in eight players. This is a reconstruction project because we had to bring in 70% of the team. If it wasn't for COVID, we couldn't have brought in the largest recruiting class in my history as a basketball coach. Because if everybody was allowed to visit different places, we couldn't get eight guys, one from Germany, one from Sweden, one from Rwanda, Nigeria, New York, North Carolina, Florida. They just had to make a decision. I think six out of the eight did not know where Iona was, what country, or what state it was in. So COVID helped us in recruiting. And so not only did we look at the glass half full, we looked at filling it up right away." End quote.
And scene.
Apparently, at Iona, they also have some of the best bud around. Rick Pitino is indulging. Yeah. Because what in the hell is he talking about? As if there wouldn't have been anybody else in the universe who would have come to play at Iona if there wasn't a worldwide pandemic, and as if these eight people had zero choice but to just come play for Rick Pitino at Iona. Like, I'm actually kind of a little bit surprised, because he's giving Rona credit for what clearly is all about him. I mean, if you're going to go to Iona, you're only going there because Rick Pitino's the head coach. It has nothing with the pandemic.
You're going there because you're about to get lap dances all day. Like,
right, you're going to be in a
Your student ID card is good for the cafeteria, shit at the bookstore,
and finger banging at a restaurant.
You just
use it as a swipe card, like in Tip Drill. Yeah. That's how your student card works.
He should have just been like, "I'm so great, I got eight people to come to Iona." Like, that should have just been the end of the quote. Instead, he tried to give credit to COVID.
I gotta be honest, man. If he didn't lead off with basically the equivalent of, "You know what? The Nazis weren't all wrong." Like,
right?
I would give him some credit.
How can we use COVID as an ally?
Yeah, like, okay, that's just the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. Except the point of, like, well, they couldn't come visit, so they signed up anyways. I'm like, you know what? Dude's got a point. Because here's the thing, and this is where we need our buddy back on, because I don't know where the fuck Iona is. New York, upstate somewhere.
Now, all I knew was Iona was in New York. No clue where. I just in New York.
And like, there's New nice Rochelle, places in New York.
New Rochelle, New York is where
New
that
Rochelle.
Is.
Well, at least
why is everything gonna be new? It's pretty old by now.
It's pretty old. Rochelle pussy, at least. That's still a plus.
Yeah, but anyway, Rick Pitino and OBJ handling COVID in their own way.
Just doing the COVID. Thank you, Scott, for that amazing story from goddamn Rick Pitino. This has been On Deck, brought to you by Beer Drop. Again, craftreports.com/beerdrop to get $5 flat shipping. That's craftreports.com/beerdrop. Sell out. All right, fellas, it is time for a new segment tonight. We're going to do a new segment. This is going to be a fun one. We're calling this one, working title right now, is Good Call, Bad Call. And what we're going to do is we're going to give each other a situation, hypothetical, real, sports-related, not, doesn't matter. And then the other two have to decide whether or not it's a good call or a bad call. So, for example, for this one, Flores down in Miami, he's made the call. Tua, it's Tua time in Miami. He's benching Ryan Fitzpatrick, and he's going with Tua. Is that a good call or a bad call, Scott?
Bad call. I have no idea why everybody's always in such a hurry to replace Fitzmagic, especially on a team that was supposed to be getting their teeth kicked in by about this time, and he's got them in
winning.
First place. Like, what the hell is wrong with people down there?
They put two in for like two play. He completes two passes, and all of a sudden they're like, "Well, that's it. He's our guy now." I agree. This is a bad call, Drew. Bad call. Good call. Bad call.
You can't argue with those analytics, though, right? I mean, his passer rating and whatnot. The guy's off the charts. Like, you know, Fitzmagic may have, you know, eight kids, so his hit rate, his, you know, completion percentage, if you will, is pretty strong. But it's not 100% like Tua.
And has Fitz hit every team in the league yet?
I think so. Like, he's had to have, right?
Everybody.
Feels like he's gone through.
Actually, Funny story, though. They were talking on the radio this last weekend about Cam Newton, and based on the schedule, he actually has a shot to beat every team in the NFL over the course of this season. And he would join what other two quarterbacks that would be able to lay claim to that title?
No clue. I got no clue. You can just tell us.
Not sure. Drew Brees and Peyton Manning.
Wow.
Are the only two quarterbacks to beat every team in the NFL. Cam Newton has a shot at it, although...
Hey, so Tom Brady, go fuck yourself.
Yes. Suck a dick. Because I don't think that the...
Just two goats doing goat things while Tom Brady's out there looking on the outside looking at and can't beat the
Peyton. That's right. I mean, from my perspective, I feel like it's a bad call. You're in the lead of the division. I feel like he's trying to out Belichick when he doesn't need to.
Well, there's plenty of time to start Tua. Like, at some point, the Dolphins are going to Dolphin, and then you can just do it. But when you're winning, and again, like, Fitzpatrick's playing well.
The thing is, all right, let's pretend COVID didn't happen and live in that, you know, miraculous place for a minute so that Tua has all of OTAs, training camp, all of that. I still don't think he would be ready to start because he's still coming off that hip injury. Like, is he 100% in practice? And if he is, how long has he been that way?
I have to assume that he's 100% or else they wouldn't have put him in the game this past weekend, right? Like, you're not going to burn your future quarterback.
His redshirt year.
Right. Well, I mean, I just mean you're not going to, like, risk any type of injury to your top draft pick if he's not 100%. So
here's the dirty little secret. You see what Herbert's doing, and obviously you know what Burrow's doing.
Yeah, we do.
So there's people in Miami who are like, we got this guy sitting on the bench.
You know what?
Old white people are like, why this is happening, ironically.
Maybe what's-his-ass is playing 3D chess while we're still playing tic-tac-toe, because what he's really trying to do is burn to a start in a situation where it doesn't really matter, right? Because they got a lead right now. They're in a playoff spot, so he's going to throw Tua's going to look bad. People are going to start clamoring for Fitzmagic again, then he'll throw him back in and ride him out the rest of the season and get a playoff berth.
Possibly. Dan brings up a good point, too. He says, you don't need time to develop QBs in the NFL anymore. The D is mostly non-existent, and everything favors the offense and QBs. It's not the same league it was when A-Rod came in. I don't like the use of A-Rod. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying something different. All right, Drew, I'll fix it for next week.
You're changing too many things at once, Mike.
Isolate the change
so we can test and learn and then iterate forward. God damn it.
I never knew that Alex Rodriguez played in the NFL.
I know. I was going to say, don't call him A-Rod. That's the worst part.
Is Andy Roddick playing in the NFL?
I'd watch that. I would watch his tall, spindly British ass get just torn to pieces.
All right, Drew, what is your first good call, bad call? That was our example of good call, bad call. What's your first example that you got?
Oh, that was a test run.
Yeah, that was our test run. What's your first good call, bad call?
Gotcha. Okay. I'll throw this one out there because, again, it's timely. You know, I look to you guys being more plugged in with basketball and whatnot. But Stan Van Gundy signed with the Pelicans today to be their head coach, but only their head coach. He's not running the program like he was in Detroit. How do you feel about that? Good call, bad call for the Pelicans?
I'm going to say good call only because they have a good young lineup. And I feel like Stan is the type of guy who can get a good amount out of a dude like Zion, and is going to be, I don't think you want Stan on a team that has like a bunch of superstars like LeBron and big names like that. You want guys that are coming up and still young in the league, cause they're not going to look at Stan like, you're standing. I could do this better than you. So I feel like
a
young nucleus is what he would excel with. So I'm going to say good call on this one. I'm going to go with a good call. Scott, you agree? Is that a good call or a bad call?
Yeah, I like Stan Van. He's good. And plus, he's far enough removed now from people like us, our age, who we're like the last group of people who know what once famous porn star he looks like. So these kids these days don't know anything about that. So, yeah, I mean, Stan Van's a good coach, and he won't have that looming over his head. So, yeah, good call.
Why is that a bad thing that that's looming over his head?
Oh, I didn't say that was a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, you know, it's a distraction. You're out here trying to coach, and people are making jokes about porn stars.
It's it's really tough to get a control
of
the locker room.
You're just trying to have a meal with your team, and,
right,
you know,
people
keep coming up to you trying to grab your nuts. I get it. That's fair.
He's down there trying to eat some of that good gumbo with New Orleans, and they're out here like, look at it. It's
I love me some Creole. I would, you know what? I would snort a line of Creole seasoning before I would Coke. I tell you what.
Fair enough. That's a weird. It's a weird thing to admit.
Interesting take.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. Was that part of your good call, bad call? Because I'm going bad call on that one.
Nope,
would you snort?
That's just me being me, man.
Snorting Creole seasoning. Good call, bad call, Scott.
Yeah. Bad call.
It's a better call than snorting Coke. I think it's a better call than snorting Coke. So I'm going to go.
It is a better call than snorting Coke.
So in that case, I'm going to go good call. All right. Here's my first good call, bad call for you guys.
Imagine the drip on Creole.
Oh God.
And the red peppers.
That's going to hurt. They are rebooting Animaniacs. There's a new Animaniacs coming, I think, to Hulu. They're rebooting the show. The Warner Brothers and the Warner Sister Dot are back in action. They're bringing back Pinky and the Brain, the whole crew, rebooting Animaniacs. Good call or bad call? Drew, you first.
Oh, dude. Damn it. That's a tough one, Mike.
Robert Taylor says good call. Immediately he had that comment.
I mean, I want to say it's a good call. I'm just nervous that they're going to fuck it up and not do it right. Like, they need to be unabashed and just completely honest with their brand and just torch shit. I remember watching Animaniacs as like a 12-year-old. My parents were like, you don't understand all the adult jokes in this. I was like, no, but that guy got hit with a hammer, so that was funny.
You know? Right.
I want to say it's a good call, but like, they just can't fuck it up and try to make it too different. You know what I mean? Like, all these reboots, it's tough because either you can't
be. Did you just call it?
Reboots. It's those reboots. It's them reboots.
Reboots.
Is that Canadian?
It's like the Barbs.
What's the soul reboot?
Reboot. What? Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll see. I'm excited for it because if nothing else, it gives me something to yell about again. So good call. Good call.
All right. Fair enough, Scott. Good call, bad call. Rebooting Animaniacs.
I think this is a good call. I used to love that show when I was a kid, but I'm the same as Drew. Nobody ever said anything to me, but I realized later that I missed a lot of jokes. A lot of them went over my head. But the biggest point of this being a good call is if this is the only way that we can get Pinky and the Brain back in our lives, I'm all about that. Like, the Animaniacs were fine. They were whatever. But I was there for Pinky and the Brain.
Agreed.
That was my shit.
I'm going good call on this one as well. I'm very excited for it. I don't think they're going to mess it up, only because it's going to a streaming platform. So you don't have the same rules, and you don't have
HBO Max.
No, I think it's going Hulu. I think it's going Hulu.
So wait, Hulu doesn't have to abide by the FCC and that cocksucker Ajit Pai that's still running the thing?
Nobody has to abide by the FCC unless they're broadcast, my friend.
Yeah, since it's streaming, I mean, they could actually go darker than
Insider knowledge there.
Like, they could go darker, so... Robert Taylor.
Touche.
Robert Taylor brought back, he mentioned the Good Feathers. Now, that was a good skit on Animaniacs.
I was just going to say, do you remember what are the other skits besides Pinky and the Brain? Because I couldn't remember. Good Feathers, I remember that now. I can't remember any of the other ones besides Pinky and the Brain and like the actual Animaniacs.
Dude, I have drank away way too many brain cells to remember any of that.
No. See, it ain't even about that. It ain't about drinking about him. Like, I destroyed those brain cells through sports, concussions, et cetera, before I even got into booze.
Do you think they're going to bring back They Might Be Giants to do like the songs? Like, remember when they did the Istanbul song and they animated? That's something they got to bring back, right?
Just the whole music video episode?
Yeah. All right, Scott, what is your what's your first good call, bad call?
So, some jackass Cowboys fan, which is kind of redundant, I realize. They're all jackasses. There's video of him breaking his TV the other night when the Cowboys were getting their asses handed to him. But he didn't just break it. It was a mounted 55-inch TV. Dude punched it twice or three times, I think, before ripping it off the wall. But then he also shot it three times. Good call, bad call on ripping your TV off the wall and destroying it by shooting it.
Let me jump in here. I'm going to go bad call. Here's why I would say bad call. I've been there, first of all. I understand that feeling of your team. I totally get it. One, why do you have a gun in a holster on your hip while you're at your house drinking? That's number one. I just don't know. Like, you're in your living room. I don't know why you need it holstered next to, like, you've got it on your hip while you're drinking.
Have you ever been to Texas?
Well, I was just about to say, hashtag Texas. So I understand
Robert says,
that.
Good call. Fuck it.
But
also, why are you, like, you broke the TV. He knocked it off the wall. It was shattered. You wasted bullets. And I don't know. Those are kind of expensive, right? Like, I feel like you want to save those a little
bit. Bullets are expensive, yes. But again, he's in Texas. He probably gets them in bulk at Costco.
That's a good point. I think they just hand deliver them to you.
They're right
Texas.
There next to the gumball machine. You just
exactly.
turn and get
yeah,
bullets.
It's like a nickel or whatever.
That's the case. I think they just automatically deliver them to you. Like, like government cheese, only it's bullets.
You get it with the milk outside. It's just sitting there. Box
you
of bullets.
You do have to fill out the form and hang out in your door, though, to know if you want the 12 gauge, the 45, or the 9 mil that week, though. There is that you have to make sure you stay on top of. It's basically like recycling week, right?
The bullets
like,
for you
trash
program.
Trash comes every week, but every other week is recycling. You got to stay on top of it. Robert Taylor stole my point here because he is absolutely 110% right about this take, because dude probably planned this all week or maybe even longer. It was like, next time the Cowboys really fuck up,
so I'm this week
destroy exactly destroy the TV because we need a new one, and if I rip it off the wall and shoot it full of bullets, wife can't say, well, let's go and get it repaired.
Yeah, you finished it off.
I like Biscuit's take here.
The most extreme I've ever gotten was, and it was a regular season game, but I really don't. But the 49ers Patriots game, which funny enough, the 49ers ended up winning. That was when Colin Kaepernick went in there and beat Patriots. But they went down some point during the game. And I had like an older T-shirt on that I didn't really care about. And I like straight Superman ripped it off me when I forget. Like 49ers did something stupid, threw a pick or something. And I was so mad that I legit just ripped it off of me. And like, that's as crazy as I've gotten. Like a ragged T-shirt for, you know, a couple of bucks is nothing.
Meanwhile, Cheryl's sitting there in the chair going, oh my.
No, this was before. This was before Cheryl.
Hang on. I want to sit with that for 1 second. Before we do that, though, Biscuit says, this is a good call because I ain't arguing with his ass. He just shot his TV. That's a fair point on Biscuit. And should he correcting you, Scott? Should he correcting you saying quarter. You ripped the shirt in the first quarter?
I was watching that game by myself, so Shitty must know something that I don't. I don't remember it being that early in the game, but
I mean, let's be honest. If there was someone who's going to have cameras in all our houses back in the day,
it would be Shitty. It would be Shitty. Drew, what is the worst experience you've had as a fan? Like the most upset you've gotten, and the most angry that you've gotten watching a game?
Sorry, I just saw. Daniel, the Michigan State game, punt game. I came really close to putting my fist through the sliding door, and I can absolutely understand why.
Yeah,
because I don't remember exactly what I was doing, but like we were watching the game, and then they failed to convert on third down or whatever, and I was like, ah, fuck it, this thing's over, and we walked out to the car. Started the car, started driving. I finally flipped the radio station of the game, and they had come back and won. I was like, wait, what the fuck? How? Like, it's been 5 minutes. What the hell happened here? And as an impartial observer, I love that one. As far as the menace, I've never seen, and here's the one redeeming grace about me is when I get mad about sports, I don't break shit. I just get hammered drunk and then disappear. Like, I just wander off and go elsewhere. The one that's sticking out now to my memory was, and Mike, you'll know this one immediately when I say the Hurricane game against Clemson.
Oh, yeah.
Notre Dame down there in South Carolina playing against, you know, William and his boys. And it wasn't so much that I got angry. I was just so defeated because we started coming back late in the fourth quarter and I
had
gone to take. We had him because I went to take a piss in the bathroom and we scored a touchdown and like three plays on one drive, and I literally spent the rest of that game watching from my bathroom, peeking around the corner. Aaron there watching the bathroom, and then when it was finally all over, like when it was finally sealed that we lost, I came in the living room and then sat on the ground on my knees just crying and begging at the TV, why does this always happen to me? Why? Like, my dogs went and hid because they're like, Dad's having a meltdown. I just laid on the floor for probably a good 45 minutes. My girlfriend at the time, now wife, bless her heart, because that right there had to tell you this was meant to be. She didn't even stick by me. She just like her thing. She's like, all right, well, he's melting down. It's fine. Like, give him a while. Give him a couple beers. Like, it's whatever. But yeah, that's the one that sticks out. The rest I just blacked out. Don't remember.
There are some fantastic ones in the comment. Robert Taylor.
I was just gonna say the comment section.
Comment section blowing up on this one. Robert Taylor saying D Ford being upside offsides. Fuck him. He'll never let that go. He cried. No lie. No shame. Biscuit saying when the Browns moved to Baltimore, he called 411 to get the phone number for the stadium to call in a bomb threat at Art Modell's office, but he had a friend stop him.
Holy shit. Biscuit's my new role model.
He wanted to call it a bomb threat.
Should he flip a couple of couches when Ohio State lost to Texas in 06?
I gotta say, gotta be honest, Shitty, not that impressed.
That's such an Ohio State fan thing to do,
yeah, but
too.
At the same time, Shitty would have flipped couches over a beer pong game. So, like, come on.
I've seen him do it. Team close call. After a few losses, he has done that.
I do appreciate Scott put a hole in the wall when the Wings lost to Chicago in the playoffs. I felt the same way, except I was in a public place, so I couldn't punch the restaurant's wall because I would have had to pay for that.
That's awesome. Mine was the Bush push game, which is why Scott continues to bring it up every time he can.
Fuck that game. I remember that one vividly.
I was in my apartment watching with my roommate at the time and his girlfriend, and when Zbikowski returned the punt for a touchdown, my roommate ran into the kitchen and then ran back into the living room and tackled me onto the couch. He was so excited. And then when Brady Quinn led the drive down to take the lead and scored, we were both ecstatic, jumping up and down, only to have it ripped out of our hands with that goddamn Bush push, which, fuck that t-shirt company in Columbus, by the way, for coming up with that shirt. Screw them, those assholes. But that when that happened, again, we've all admitted it now, I cried like a baby. I didn't want to go out. I ended up just sitting at home that night, angrily drinking. Night.
And it was semi-early. The game didn't end at midnight. I remember that, too, because we were in the dorm still, and we watched that on motherfucking TV, and it happened. And I just stood up and I looked at my roommate who played ball. Like, he actually knew the rules of football. I look at him and go, he can't do that, right? He can't do that. That's a penalty. He can't do that, right? He goes, well, no, he can't do that, right? He can't do it. That's not legal, right? And after they ended up letting it stand, I threw shit everywhere. And the best part about it was RRA resident advisor came down the hall to stop the other RAs from fucking with us. They didn't come down to like, be like, hey, you need to calm down. Willie came out. I was like, hey, y'all just need to let him go. It's Notre Dame, USC. And then we rolled one up, watched the Big Lebowski and played Risk till like 3 a.m.
That's a good one. That's a very good one. Dance and his son's high school freshman team just called.
Always start in South America.
His son's high school freshman team just got called for the Bush push last week. So there it is. It's illegal, Scott. It's an illegal play.
Oh, they changed.
That's funny because if I watch that game,
they changed the rule.
If I watch that game, it seems pretty legal to me.
You dick.
Drew, oh my God.
Drew, what's your second good call, bad call?
Oh, right.
I forgot what we were doing, cram it.
Yeah, exactly. Are we doing two each or three?
Yeah, two each. We'll go two each because that's all I have.
So walk off?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. You know what? I'm going to do my second.
No,
come back around to me the quick third, Mike. You know what I'm talking
okay,
about.
Okay, all right. Okay, go
my
ahead.
My second one, good call, bad call. Throwing shade at Wendy's on Twitter.
That is never a good call. That's a very bad call every time.
I was just
going to
say, that has never ended well for any human being on this planet
or company. Nothing like never
like, I don't,
ends well
I,
for anybody
say, like I don't even want to know what they said. It's a bad call.
good, because I really just want an excuse to read some of these Wendy's tweets. So apparently Dunkin', oh, I'm sorry, not Dunkin' Donuts, just Dunkin' now. They went out and tried to troll a bunch of places saying, don't eat spicy nuggets, don't eat spicy chicken sandwiches, come eat our ghost pepper donut, which the fuck is that? And so they trolled, they tried to troll Wendy's, and Wendy's clapped back like immediately and goes, stick to pushing the food that's so good, you took it out of your name. My grandma has more heat in her roasts.
I don't know who it is that runs Wendy's Twitter account, but I want to get them on the show.
And here's
I would
the kicker,
love to have them on the show.
Dude, they've been doing it for years, so let me just spin through these
quick. They're the first, while you're vamping, they're the first
I'm not
company.
Vamping, Mike. I'm ready to roll.
Okay,
bro.
Go for it.
Yeah, so when Burger King just this year, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but Burger King was testing a sandwich that was just French fries, ketchup and mayo.
That's terrible.
And Wendy's tweets it and goes,
what the hell?
When literally anything would be better on a bun than their beef. Yeah.
Damn.
And then there's the time where, well, I can't read this whole thread, but like the title says it all. When Wendy's got a Tennessee football fan to delete her account.
Wendy's trolled somebody so hard they deleted their Twitter account.
They deleted their account.
Amazing.
Wendy's a savage.
Are they the first? Are they the first like brand to go like hard on Twitter like that? Like I know other brands since then have done this same type of shtick, not as well as Wendy's, but they're the first ones to do this, right?
They may not be the first. They're the only one that matters, man. they are the epitome. They are the LeBron James of the Twitter game here. No one's taking them off the top of the mountain.
So good. So good. All right, here's my...
I can't believe Scott let that one go. I thought he wasn't coming here talking about MJ shit.
Nah.
Here's my second good call, bad call. Jerking off during a work Zoom call. Good call or bad call?
Oh, you son of a bitch. Oh, you son of a bitch. I was like, oh, I'm going to save that one for seconds.
Yes! And here's the thing, man. I had that too, but I was just going to read the actual tweet. I was just going to be like, here's the actual call.
I purposely set this up so that I went second to last so that I could steal the thunder. Take that, Scott. That's for last week. You ruining my bit last week.
Although I will say I had an alternate angle to just not the question, you know, whether or not it's a good call, bad call to whack it on a Zoom meeting. I mean, on meeting, bad call.
Just jacking it.
At work, fine. But on the Zoom call,
totally fair. That's why they have multiple stalls in the bathroom, man.
Just to piggyback that, though, I was going to say.
Piggyback.
Yes, to piggyback the jerking out at work question, I was going to say that OJ chimed in. Did you see where OJ chimed in?
Was
like, hey, at least Pee Wee Herman, you know, because OJ has his little Twitter updates.
Yeah, he does.
Hey, Twitter world.
He commented about Jeffrey Toobin, and you know, it was like, oh, Pee Wee Herman at least had the decency to get caught in an adult, you know, movie theater. But then other people were chiming in, and then just in general, I was like, good call, bad call for OJ to comment on anything anybody else does. Like, it's an embarrassing moment. Like, it's a good call, bad call, this situation.
Good call. We need more OJ in our lives here, honestly.
I personally agree, but the clapback is always, oh, but hey, remember, you murdered two people, so shut the fuck up. Like, it's kind of like...
Allegedly.
I mean, he was found not guilty, so as far as I'm concerned, he's a free man. He didn't give Now, he did steal his own memorabilia. He was found guilty of that, but he did not... murder two people in cold blood.
And he fired it.
I love Robert Taylor coming in with the, I mean, he could have at least changed his Zoom background to resemble a movie theater.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's next level right there.
Oh, God. That's amazing.
Scott, do you got one? Because I got one to just...
Oh, yeah. No, I had... Because we had five because we had to safeguard it. So
yes, we did have five.
You guys did have five. Correct. I had two.
So my buddy...
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I'm more prepared than you.
Yeah.
No, this motherfucker just knew he was going to cut me at the knees. So,
that's all I needed. Nah, I only needed two.
That's why he mentioned it multiple times on the chat. Hey, make five.
Get five just in case.
Today, y'all motherfuckers had 78 texts today. And my favorite part was when I was scrolling through them after work, I see the line where Mike goes, I'm going to hang out Strew because he ain't going to see this shit buried in all these texts later.
Yep.
It's good to see that the high school girl is still alive in you boys.
How is that That's the right. high school girl? I wasn't saying it behind your back. You weren't gonna read it.
I mean the
oh, just because we did 78, we like, cut I'm down.
There and, we saved... and my hand is vibrating so hard, I'm just smacking the keyboard.
Can,
like I, got
can I do my second?
That's your fault. Keep... Yeah, go ahead, right. Go ahead, Scott. What do you got? What do you got for
okay,
number two?
Okay, so my good buddy Bill back over here, the one who's mean mugging the Braves lost. Recently, they had to update mugshots at the old correctional which I did not realize that this was a thing. Apparently, they update mugshots because they quote, you know, people change what they look like. So there's a new mugshot for Cosby out there, and he's got a little bit of a smirk. And I just wanted to know, good call, bad call, smiling or smirking in a mugshot? Or did you just go frown? Like, good call, bad call, I'm smiling.
Scott, slide to your right just a little bit.
Am I right? Okay. Is that, yeah, Bill.
Oh, sorry, my God. Bill, that's, oh, my God.
Yeah, look at Bill.
He looks so grizzled and just upset.
That's how I looked after that Bellinger home run.
That is entirely fair.
Which, by the way, speaking of which, I did throw my phone when that happened. Because here's the thing. I was flipping in between the Niners and the Braves because Niners were on NBC. So I was watching the Niners and flipping back and forth, but I had the Braves on the radio and I was listening to the radio on my phone.
Dude,
so I threw my phone and but I threw it at the couch because I'm also broke, so I can't afford to not have this phone. And I am upgrading to this iPhone 12, but that's a few weeks off. So I need
Let me know about that, Scott. I'm curious.
By the way, I am going to I'm gonna pull up the Bill Cosby. I just searched for it, and I apologize for the computer dinging as I found it. But here's the Bill Cosby. Here's the Bill Cosby.
The new smirking mugshot.
Yes, there's the new mugshot. Also, he's got like the crazy hair going on. For those of you listen to the podcast, I apologize, visual gag, it never works out for you, so I apologize.
Oh God.
But he's got
the best part is you can see his face mask below that.
Yeah, he took the mask down. He's got the weird creepy smirk, and then he's like puffed out hair, like Kaz is not looking good, bro. Not looking good at all.
So wait a minute. So the smirk, good call, bad call.
Bad call. Very bad call. Especially when you are in jail for rape. You should never smirk again. You should absolutely, because no matter what, if you're in jail for rape, every time there's a smirk on your face, they're like, he's thinking about raping right now. Like, you can't smile for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Tell her I have a rapist wit.
So, wow.
What? I thought we were movie quote night.
I like it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so I would go, actually, I would go good call on smiling. You got to go Creed Branton style, though, and go full on teeth grin, just smiling like you won a fucking award. Like, cheesing like a motherfucker. Like, yeah, bitch, this be me. Because you know what you don't look like when you're about to get clipped? Cheesing like a motherfucker.
Bad call. I'm saying bad call. Drew, what you said? Oh, you had another one?
Don't say that about pudding. I love pudding.
I love pudding. Good call, Drew. Good call. Good call.
By the way, coconut porter, coconut coffee porter in your nose does not feel great.
Bad call.
Drip's not good either.
Nope, that drip is not good. I'd
so
rather
the,
do coke.
The wrap it up one I had is good call, bad call. Watching porn with the wife.
Good call.
Ooh, is it? Is it a good call? I've never done it.
Nope, I have. Good call. Changed life, my friends. Good call.
I'm nervous. I'm scared to.
Well, okay, see, but here's the trick. You let her pick. You do not you do not pick.
That
you
would
let her pick,
right.
And it's a good call.
That's where I'm nervous, because it's like, how do you know which category? How do you know these categories that you're searching so quickly? I don't know. I just assumed this was in here.
There's a reason why Pornhub has a category called For Her.
Like, I'm like, I've never done this. You drive.
Yeah. I don't know what porn is. What is this? Do you just Google search for it?
Drew, did you have any more? You got any more?
Oh, I got some more I can fire off here.
We have the same taste, so...
It's nice. It's nice.
We're done with this segment.
I just made my fault.
We're done with this segment. That's it.
Oh, so you
I
don't
got
want
the walk off anyway, bitch.
You don't want to do the good call, bad call, seven inning doubleheaders?
No, you can't. You can't top with
a real one.
You can't top what just happened there.
Who knew that they both like Asian piss porn? Go figure. Did you guys cover that in pre-Kane and marriage counseling stuff?
Oh, Daniel, I see you, man. Oh,
yes,
God.
Daniel asked that question in the group. He asked that question in the group. That was unreal. For those of you listening on the podcast, you're not watching the stream, good call. What about watching an old friend's porn with the wife asking for a friend?
So it's your friend banging your wife? That's a bad call.
No, we found an old high school buddy like fell off the map while he resurfaced in the amateur section of a porn website.
Hey guys, good call, bad call. Brought to you by Boss Man Brands.
The porn was got to be with the wife. The porn was just made, and you're watching it with the wife. I get it.
Yes, correct.
Good
call. Listen, whether you are rocking a crazy quarantine beard, a tight 5 o'clock shadow, or that baby face, our friends at Boss Man Brand can help you out. From supplements to help your beard grow stronger and fuller, to beard oils, pomades, and conditioners, Boss Man Brand's 4-step process will get your beard looking its absolute best. And even if you don't rock a beard, they got razors and lotions to make sure your shave is buttery smooth. Head on over to craftbrewsports.com/beard. That's craftbrewsports.com/beard. Use the code SPORTS at checkout to get 15% off your entire order. craftbrewsports.com/beard. Where's the cue? There it is. Thank you, Joe. Little late on that one, Joe. Work on that next time.
You know, one of these days,
That segment was amazing.
That was really good. That worked out really well. I'm very pleased with it. We'll bring back good call, bad call.
How do we get representatives from our sponsors on the show? Because I have questions, man. Like, how do they have supplements that only make my beard hair grow? Like, I'm good on the rest of my body, but like, you know, if I want to supplement this, but all of a sudden I start sprouting elsewhere, like, I don't really.
It's a very good question. Thank you for shooting holes in the sponsorship read, Drew. Let's get into Would You Rather.
I'm just trying to drive integration and communication and, you know, that other thing that I can't find the word for. Interaction. Engagement. I'm trying to drive engagement with the sponsor.
Oh, God. Mike, falling out of his chair in the last segment.
That's what I'm doing in the Zoom chat over here is marking when Mike falls out of the screen.
Oh, good. Please do, because those are the ones we need to clip and share after the fact. So thank you for doing that. All right, let's do some Would You Rather. I went through, we posted this in the Craft Root Sports Facebook group. If you're not a member, go find us, search Craft Root Sports Facebook group and join. We'll approve anybody, really. But we asked this question in there. I've got a couple that I want to ask you guys. So let's do some Would You Rather. I'm going to give you guys some ominous music here for these Would You Rather questions.
Now, wait a minute. We weren't supposed to prepare these because I fucking didn't.
No, there's nothing in the document for you. I wanted you guys to come in blind so that you didn't have time to think about it. I want gut reactions, and I want you to defend your answer. So number one, would you rather be a New York Jet or an Atlanta Falcon right now? Scott. What would you rather do?
Atlanta Falcon, because I revel in the shittiness that it is Atlanta postseason sports franchises.
Drew,
might as well just bathe in it.
Just go all in. Drew, would you rather be a Jet or a Falcon right now?
Atlanta Falcon, because bitches in New York want you to buy them all kinds of stuff, take them to show, get them a dinner with like entrees and shit. And down in Atlanta, you get them some of them lemon pepper wings and like you're good to go.
I knew it was coming back to Lou. I knew it was going to
Hey, baby, we go on to Magic City. Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on, though. We got to swing by my crib. I got to change real quick, though.
I didn't know we were going somewhere nice.
I know we're going somewhere nice.
Why do you always take me to my job when we go out? All right, let's stick with that a little bit here. You're Trevor Lawrence. Put yourself in that mindset. You are sunshine at Clemson. Would you rather get drafted by the Jets or stay at Clemson?
Stay at Clemson.
Okay, what happens when the Jets go 0-for again next year and you don't have a choice?
Well, then I get a job in the meantime. Like, Best Buy's always hiring, aren't they?
I would take a long walk off a short pier. Fuck that kid. Fuck Will.
Wait, real quick, though, was that quote real? The quote did he actually say?
Okay, because
I didn't think it was, but it had the whole ESPN, like, you know, mock-up around it. And I'm like, wait a minute, did he actually say that?
No, there's no way that that was real. There's no way that that could have been real. I would love it if it
was. No, I want to amend my answer. I would stay in college because you can just sit there and bang sorority broads all day instead of, again, having to work for it in New York City. Because you go to New York and you're like, oh, I'm a pro football player. And they're like, yeah, bitch, so what?
It's Scotty making a good point in the chat. Just pull an Eli Manning. Just play that card.
There you go.
I'm in this draft, but I mean, I'm not going to play for you, so don't draft me.
Can I just back up for 1 second here? Do we really think Trevor Lawrence, first of all, he's engaged, so he's probably not pulling in a bunch of sorority girls.
No, he is.
He's very faithful. He's a man of God. Bill teaches that to his young men that he mentors. but like, are you telling me...
No, I ain't here for that fake-ass shit. No. Be real with me, man.
Are you telling me it's easier to get laid as the quarterback of Clemson than it is to be the starting quarterback in New York City?
Yes.
I mean, yes. Yeah. Plus college co-eds are just easier.
Let's be honest, Mike. How much smarter are you now than you were in college?
A lot smarter.
No, wait. Let me rephrase. How much more sober are you now than you were in college?
A lot more sober. But let me ask you this. How much richer are you now than you were in college?
But see, that's my point, though, Mike. Like, he ain't rich in New York City.
Oh, he's rich. Believe me. If he's the number one draft pick, he's rich.
No, he's not rich in New York City money, dude. Come on. Think about it. Think about all that money in that city.
He's the number one draft pick. He's rich, bro.
They have a cap, bro.
Yeah, and sponsors. What the fuck are you talking about, Drew? You think Sunshine isn't going to get Pert Plus a sponsorship deal with Head & Shoulders as soon as he fucking graduates? That dude is lined up.
He could be pulling B-minus girls in New York City or be pulling 3 A-pluses down there in Clemson who go down to Clemson just to fuck football players and find their future hope.
Right. Yeah, I mean, this is an easy one. At 80 years old, he's going to still be getting ass at Clemson, whereas in New York, it'll be whoever is the quarterback at the time. Like, Clemson, he will always be a god.
He may be the number one pick, but if he ain't starting, they ain't trying.
Fair enough, and everybody seems to agree with you.
You clearly never chased a jersey, Mike.
I have not chased a jersey. Sorry about that one.
It's a tough game.
All right, would you rather have to try to tackle Derrick Henry or get tackled by Aaron Donald? Scott, go
try
to you
first. I'm trying to tackle Derrick Henry because, I mean, I'm probably going to fall just face first anyway, so I'm just eating the turf, whereas having Aaron Donald on top of me sounds awful.
That's a good take on that one. Drew, do you agree? You would rather try to take Derrick Henry down than get taken down by Aaron Donald?
Oh, man. No, I would let Aaron Donald hit me because, you know what?
Wow.
That happens and
it
hurts.
Are you serious? You might die.
Wow.
Yeah, but at least everyone understands it. Like, how bad is Josh Norman still getting clowned for that stiff arm, man?
Yeah, but he's alive. Right. Like, you would be dead.
How about when Donald, when he sacked Alex Smith and he jumped on his back and everybody in the world was just like, oh my God. And then Donald was heard on the sidelines being like, nah, that leg's strong. He's good.
I mean, I'm also going to do one of those Olay tackles where I hit the Madden, you know, I hit the square button too early and I just dive. Like, oh, I tried to get him. You saw me, coach.
Wait, I didn't realize that was an option. I realized it was tackle in quotes.
But that's the thing. I mean, nobody knows. Whereas if you get hit by Aaron Donald, you're getting hit by Aaron Donald.
There isn't any
go down easy.
You're right. I want to change my answer. I want to tackle Derrick Henry as if I was AJ Green.
So just run in front of him?
Yeah.
Just block for
just kind of run. Like, you know, in Madden where the guy gets stuck in like an intermediate thing and just kind of jogs off to the side. You're like, what the fuck is that guy doing? Yeah, I don't know, man. Because the humiliation from getting stiff-armed by Derrick Henry far outweighs the pain of getting hit by Aaron Donald.
Exactly.
Fair enough. Would you rather play for a team that you've hated your entire life, but they're good, or play for your all-time favorite team, but they're really shitty the whole time you're there?
So, Scott, for you, would you rather play for the Cowboys, but they're good, or you play for the Niners, but they're terrible?
I will, like most of my lifetime, that's been the case, so I would take that all day. I will never don a Yankees hat, a Cowboys jersey, any type of Kobe's. No, I will never wear the colors of a team that I hate. I don't care how good they are. In fact, I would sabotage that team. They'd be like, I'm so good, but I'm going to sabotage it. They'd be like, he's throwing games. I'm like, you're goddamn right I'm throwing games. Fuck this team. Franchise. Jarrah thinks he's about to get a ring with me, not on my back, son.
That's exactly the right answer, Scott, because I was thinking, I'm like, man, I would give everything to play 1 year and letter at Notre Dame football. I don't even, I'll root of this shit. We can get beat, you know, every game of this season. And I started thinking about it. I was like, well, wait a minute, though. Like, what if there's a way to eliminate the Michigan football program forever?
You just start taking impermissible benefits. You're just going up to boosters asking for money.
On to camera. Try
to, oh, yeah. No, it can't be on camera. You got to, like, slow play this. It's got to be, like, Scandal-style stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
make sure they can trace it back to you. Right. Do all right. The dumb things.
But, like, then here's I go back to our earlier conversation, and, like, that's way too much fucking work. So now I'll just play for Notre Dame. It could be terrible, you know, Bob Davies style. It's fine.
Oh, let's not forget. Let's never talk about the Bob.
Yeah,
Davies.
But you're still getting to holler at those Notre Dame co-eds.
I know so. You and these co-eds, man. That's all. Apparently, what we've learned tonight is Drew just wants to keep fucking Drew college kids.
Is that wrong? I mean, they're of age.
He's not wrong.
You're not. Shitty has a follow-up question on this one, Scott. If Jerry Jones threw a bunch of money for you to come work for him, would you take it? No. How far does your fandom really go?
It runs deep. No. Like, if I've always said, if I was a free agent, I don't care how much money they were offering me, they wouldn't get me.
Wow.
No chance.
The best part, though, is, like, I picture Scott in, like, one of those Assassin's Creed games where he gets himself alone with Jerry Jones, and he just stabs him in the heart. He goes, you've had this coming all along. Your empire will now crumble. Rest in sin.
I have you guys really thought about that? Like, we live... Sports are weird because you just get drafted. You don't have a choice as to where you go, at least at first. Once you become a free agent, you do. But, like, at first, you don't have a choice. So, like, these kids grow up. I mean, I know most of them are just like, I'm just happy to be in the league. I'm just happy to be in the league. But there's got to be some people who are like, man, I fucking hate this team. I didn't want to come here. I don't want to be up. I've hated this team my whole life.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt that that's the case. And I guess the opportunity, I don't know. I mean, it would definitely suck. I couldn't imagine making your dream come true. And then they're like, you know, with the Yankees first pick, they draft. I'm like, oh, but at least in baseball, they're like, you know what? College.
I'm gonna go back.
I think I'm gonna take another 3 years in college. I'll see you guys later.
All right, this next one.
I mean, a paycheck's a paycheck, though.
That's true. This next one is very important. I want to know: would you rather live in the Sandlot universe or live in the Mighty Ducks universe?
See, that's hard because there were so many Mighty Ducks movies.
We'll just stick original Mighty Ducks.
Original Mighty Ducks,
that universe. Would you rather live in that universe?
Is Charlie's mom carpooling us?
Charlie's mom would be exactly what she did in the... Probably not, because she's a single mom. She's busy. She can't... You're
that's
carpooling.
Right. Yeah.
And she's busy banging your coach.
Is Goldberg doing meth in that universe?
Not yet.
Or
he is not doing meth yet.
Not yet? Okay. Yeah.
Will he share
it's
his meth?
Pre-meth. Maybe. I mean, I guess we'll... You know, we would have to see how that universe plays out. Let's say yes, he would share it, if you ask nicely. Scott, I feel like the Sandlot universe wouldn't work out too well for you, because that movie took place in 1962, and I don't think that was a very good time.
Except for Darth Vader owning the dog, which was always the twist to me. It was like, hold on, a black guy owns the dog?
Well, and then
James Earl Jones?
Well, yeah, they made the black guy the villain.
Not only that, you had, I mean, there was, like, the kids were playing together, and there was, like, a black kid pitching, and I'm like, wait a second, hang on, he wasn't allowed to go to school with these guys, and they're, like, buddies? What the hell is up with this?
Like, he was still snoring coat like Dwight Gooden. It's all good, man. Sometimes you just gotta, you know, let the guy hurl.
All jokes aside, I would definitely want to live in the Mighty Ducks universe. I love me some Coach Bombay.
Mm-hmm. I think that's a good choice. I would prefer
Muddy Ducks. Well, and I love the charisma of that team. You know, pooping in bags and putting it on places and stuff. Like, man, that's me all over. That's got some me written on it, man.
All right, let's speed through these next ones.
Real quick though, Tabar has a great question. Has anyone brought up the strong Aziz and sorry on Parks and Rec vibe that Scott is admitting this episode?
Oh, I didn't pick up on an Aziz vibe.
Well, and I was just responding. Me neither. I was just responding to that question. Our good friend Catherine Nero has always said that I am Aziz. Like, I am Aziz. So there's that.
Now, when you say our friend, does she still watch the show?
No. Biscuit. Whoa. Saying.
Well, so she's just like every other American.
Biscuit saying that he wants to live in the Sandlot universe. Did you see the spread on the 4th of July neighborhood party? And that's a good point. That
really
was a hell of a spread,
yeah.
And a sweet ass cake.
There is Wendy peppercorn, so there's that.
I'm pretty sure Wendy. There was at least three different Jell-O salads.
God, you're so white.
Hey, man.
Jell-O salad.
And I put my hot sauce in the fridge. What do you want me to tell you?
Of course you do.
All right. These next ones come
White
from...
White as mayonnaise.
These next ones come from the group. We're running a little short on time because we went way over on the good call, bad call. But that's fine. It's all good. Let's do these a little bit more rapid fire. This one comes from our good friend Greg over at the Sports Stance. Would you rather win the Tour de France or win the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Hot dog eating contest. Hansen.
Yeah. What was the other thing?
Tour de France.
The what?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows who wins the... Unless your name is Lance Armstrong, nobody knows who wins the Tour de France. Everybody knows Joey Chestnut.
That's right, goddammit.
That is the correct answer. This one comes from Scott. Would you rather hit a home run in the World Series or score a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
Which game is it in the World Series?
Yeah. We'll go Game 7. It's Game 7.
Oh, then yes. Game 7, I'm a home run in the World Series.
Drew, do you agree, or are you going touchdown?
Shit, that's hard. Just to be different, I'll say touchdown.
I'm going to go home run because you see my face when I do it. Like, you don't have the face mask block, and you get to see my expression. It's going to live on forever in those highlights. So I'm going home run in the World Series.
Actually, I'll change my answer. I'll just settle to be a guy on the team that was in the Super Bowl. Because I'll just claim victory for someone else's touchdown.
Your kids won't know. All right, this one.
Kids, I'm talking about them co-eds.
No, duh.
Jesus
Obviously.
Christ. Speaking of kids, this one comes from Doug. Would you rather be the son of a pro athlete? You get to go to the games, hang out at practices, be on the field, or the father of a pro athlete, still getting to go to the games, watch your kid play?
Father.
Father. And this is easy because I plan to make my kids pro athletes. I don't know how that's going to work, but... The dream of not working once I get older and living off my children is greater than my dad having played.
Well, no, Scott,
1,000%.
Like, you're just not coming out and saying it. As the son of a pro athlete, you actually have to work hard.
Right.
As the father of one, you ain't got to do shit, right? Like, you just got to sign them checks and put it in a bank account and put some of that offshore account that he don't know about.
I was going to say.
Or she.
Mine is based solely on expectations. If you're the son of a pro athlete, there's expectations to be good at sports and carry on the name. If you're the father, it's like, look what I made. I did this. I'm good over here.
Well, and as a son, you don't get to reap the benefits when you're old enough to, you know, be able to holler at co-eds because at that point, they expect something.
All right. This one, we'll move this one. I'll do this one last. We'll move this one to the end. This one's from Chase.
Oh, that's going to be a good one.
This one's from Chase. Would you rather fight one Shaq-sized Peter
Claypool?
Dinklage or 10 Peter Dinklage-sized Shaqs?
Wait, what? Say that again?
Would you rather fight one Shaq-sized Peter Dinklage or 10 Peter Dinklage-sized Shaqs? So basically, Peter Dinklage as if he's Shaq size, or a bunch of little people, but they're all Shaq.
I want to fight the Shaq-sized Peter Dinklages just because I want to laugh my ass off.
It's only one. You only get one Shaq.
Oh, wait, no, I'm Peter sorry. Dinklage. Sorry. The Peter Dinklage size Shaqs.
Okay, good. Do you want 10 Peter Dinklage size Shaqs that you'll take on? Drew, are you agreeing with that?
I think so.
That's so many little fists coming
at
you, though.
I just, like, there's a part of me that just wants to say pass. You know, but I guess if they're...
Chris Sandfather, yeah. Start a shoe company.
Dude,
undefeated nemesis.
What's his ass left for Under Armour?
Was it Under Armour or was it?
Did I thought it was Under Armour. Yeah, when the ball kids left and go to Under Armour.
I thought one of the kids signed with like Puma or something.
Oh, that's the new one, it was Puma. No, you're right. It was Puma.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, because I was like, man, they don't make basketball shoes, but I guess they do now.
But seriously, that's how I want to be as a fucking superstar father. Like,
oh yeah, I'm gonna ride
undefeated, never lost. Yeah. Man, I would probably fight. I would fight one Shaq-sized Peter Dinklage. I'm losing the fight either way, so at least I'm only getting beat up by one person instead of 10.
See, I feel like with the Peter Dinklage-sized Shaqs, I can kick them.
I'd be laughing so
hard. I'm throwing my legs.
It would be damn funny. Also, if you haven't checked out Hubie Halloween on Netflix yet, please do. Shaq makes a cameo in it, and it is golden. That whole movie is so stupid, but it's so funny. All right, this one's from Robert Taylor. We'll do this last one. Would you rather Kraft Brewed Sports gets picked up by a huge TV network, but they only want one of us, or we stay where we're at, keep doing what we're doing, and the whole group gets to stay together?
Is the one me?
Are you serious? Why is this a hard question?
Robert! Hang on. I'm gonna give me 1 second here. I just gotta pull this up real quick. I'm just gonna go right into my Facebook messages. We're gonna pull this up real quick because I want this to be known. Robert says, you better have picked my question, and I said, yep, it's on the list. He says, I have a feeling Drew wants to stick together, and Scott says, peace out. I said, hang on. Here's the kicker on this one. Scott will say that he'll peace out if he's the one that gets to go. Otherwise, he wants to keep it together.
And you're goddamn right. Oh, that's fucking great. Oh, God, that's delicious.
Oh. Ah, damn. Oh, I'm God, not even letting this.
We've been doing this too long. We're like an old married couple. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Real tears. I'm not even joking. Real tears. I laughed so hard at that.
Ah, shit. Crap. This has been Would You Rather.
Oh, you a bunch God. Of girls. I didn't even get to answer.
Oh, God.
Sorry, Drew. That's my bad. It's too funny. I just knew I knew how that was going to go, so I had to.
It's fine. Like, I don't give a shit. I don't need to be on camera. I just want to get paid. Oh. I will give up my seat like that. Is you know who owns the LLC? Fuck you.
Did you ever file that?
My attorney has told me to plead the fifth.
Oh, God.
It's surprisingly more paperwork than you would think.
Nah, I believe it. Yeah. All right, let's. Oh, man, I nailed that. I'm so proud of myself.
That's so good.
That was a solid walk off.
All right, let's get into our locks for this week. We're going to lock it in.
Wait, but I do want to call it the fact that it wasn't you that called it. Robert called what Scott would do, right?
No, but I specified. I specified.
Say, you even know, but yeah, exactly. You even narrowed it down.
Yep, so I like, said, and that's exactly yeah. That's exactly how Scott would answer that question. I feel like that's how all of us would have answered that question. We're all like, that's not. I'm not being dumb. I'm not like I played it off like I knew Scott would answer, but every single one of us would have answered that the exact same way. Wait, is it me going to the network? Yeah, no, we good. We can break this up. It's fine. Oh, wait, it's not me? No, this show stays right here. It stays in the speakeasy.
No. See, now I feel like I want to clarify that. I really don't give a shit who goes to the network. I want to support that. I just still want an excuse to get hammered drunk every Wednesday night and hang out with my buddies. Like, I know.
Yeah, I mean, I'll still, as the representative on TV, I'll still make that happen. Don't you worry.
See, there you go. I appreciate that.
See, I'm still going to look out.
This is the highlight of my week, right? Because all I have to do is get through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then I'm like, cool, we're going to have a good time on the show. Then I wake up Thursday and slog through that semi-hangover. And then Friday, it's like, well, it's Friday. Who gives a fuck, right?
Damn
like,
straight. I yell at my kids an awful lot on Thursdays because I'm tired and a little hungover. But then Fridays, I'm back. I'm like, ah, oh, it's Friday. I'm going to drink some bourbon.
Oh, it's so good. It's not just me, too. I'm always, all I ever think about Thursday morning is work okay? Like, is work going to make it? Though,
so I will say, I'll throw this out here. So I did the Aqua Plus or the hydration pack?
Oh, yeah. They got new flavors.
More Labs. Oh, no, I haven't. Oh, they got new flavors, the hydration one?
Yeah. Yeah, it just came out. New flavors, check them out.
I'm still working off the other 30 rack of it I had. It's solid. Like, it's like a powder you got to put in water and shake it up, so that's a little extra work. Like, I was hoping for a thing you could just chug, but what I do now is during game day, I throw the hydration pack in with my protein shake in the morning, shake that up, take it with a highball of coffee, knock that thing back, and I'm ready to go.
Highball of coffee.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we're just gonna go ahead and do this read now. I was just gonna go.
Like kind of vapey, like that. That's where we're heading because the segment was over.
I was gonna do our locks first. That's why I had the lock music playing. But yeah, no, it's all good. Sorry. It's all good. So and also this is for the end of the show, but it's fine. We're gonna do it now. We'll do more labs now.
Live audio.
So this is not last call. This is just a shout out to our friends at More Labs. Drink one bottle of Morning Recovery while you're partying. Bounce back quickly the next morning, guaranteed. Just go to morelabs.com, use the code SPORTS at checkout for 20% off your non-subscription purchase. It's morelabs.com, use the code SPORTS. Like I said, they got new flavors of Aqua Plus that are available. They got a new flavor of Morning Recovery. Hit them up, morelabs.com, use the code SPORTS. Sell out. I feel like we should just use the code Drew at this point. Like,
well, I mean, dude, look, they don't send me anything for free. I pay for it because it is worth it, man.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's do our picks from this past week. We had a 3-0 week, fellas. We actually did it. Everybody won, I thought for sure.
Holy shit, I was right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Very, very surprising for Scott to be right. So checking the standings, that moves me to 3-3-1 at the top
actually,
of the standings.
To be fair, I was right twice because COVID still wins, even though.
COVID does still win, you're right. Yeah. My game was.
I can't bet on that, though, Scott. That's the problem. Like, I can't get any lines on that.
My game was Cleveland at Pittsburgh. I had Pittsburgh minus 3.5. That was an easy win as Pittsburgh just trounced through Cleveland. Odell took his cleats off on the sidelines. He unbuckled his shoulder pads. He yelled at a fan, all with just 8 minutes to go in the game. Plus, Baker got benched. It was just a disaster for Cleveland. Drew got the win on Monday evening, I guess, at that 5 o'clock weird game. He learned his lesson. Never bet against
Patty. He didn't bet against Mahomes again.
No, like,
he took Kansas City minus 3 at Buffalo, and the Chiefs just absolutely trounced Buffalo. Really put Josh Allen in his place on that one. And then Scott, Saturday night, he had Alabama minus 6. Saban beats COVID and another former assistant in this beatdown. He moves to 22-0 against former assistants. And
that
he
is exactly why I picked him.
He is now.
That is absurd, man.
Here's even more absurd. He has now outscored his old assistants by a combined score of 945-380.
That is why I knew he would cover that spread, because dude
puts
is so
it
petty.
On them.
Well,
puts
like,
it
the
on
best
them.
Part was the spread was like, what, 3?
It was 6.
It was 6.
6. I thought even if Saban was out, they could cover that spread.
Right.
But
and the best part was, too, like earlier in the week, I was like, man, I had a conspiracy theory segment I thought about Saturday while I was having daddy drinks. And I can't remember it now. And now I just remember what it was. Saban never tested positive.
Oh, jeez. You don't think
that's
so?
It. That's just the conspiracy,
theory is just... Saban never tested positive.
No, he never tested positive. It was a thing to motivate the team. Win for the Gipper.
It was some you rat I mean? Poison.
Yeah, it was some bullshit. Saban was enough. Like, hey, yo, like, dip that thing in one of those, you know, COVID drinks.
Let me get,
give me some extra motivation.
That moves our standings. I'm still in the lead at 3-3-1. Thank you for that push. Drew, second place at 3-4, and Scott gets his second win of the year, 2-4-1 on the season. Super proud of you, Scott. Very proud of you. Let's do this week, Big Ten football, fellas. Big Ten football is back. Big Ten football kicking off this week, so we are going to do all Big Ten games. Scott, pick a number 1, 2, or 3.
Oh, for fuck's sake. 1.
God!
You son of a bitch!
Suck it in!
You dummy!
That laugh means Mike was he didn't rig this shit.
God
like
damn.
No, literally fucked up and picked exactly what you wanted him to pick.
He picked exactly what I wanted him to pick. And
suck
Scott,
dick, Scott.
Scott. You have the joy of picking Nebraska at number 5, Ohio State. Ryan Day, coach of Ohio State, said this is the best team he has ever coached. They pushed so hard to get the season back. It was his team that really drove things to get the Big Ten going. Nebraska really has been garbage since deciding that Bo Pelini's 9 and 10 wins a year weren't good enough. But here's the spread on this one. Ohio State minus 26. So,
oh,
Scott,
Jesus.
Who you got in this one? Ohio State minus 26 at home. At home. Or Nebraska.
How many fans?
I believe they get like 15 or 20%.
Doesn't matter. I'm taking Ohio State.
Wow.
Justin Fields is going to, he's been chomping at the bit, whining ever since they canceled the season, and they are going to come out and try to run this score up. I bet they win by 31.
So wow, also, you're even
are
going
you
and putting...
coming out and calling Justin Fields a bitch now.
Oh, no, he's still a bitch. But the Ohio State, them in general, they want to put on a show, and I know they want to come out and make a statement.
All right, so
Gabe is clarifying no fans. Sorry. Thank you, Gabe.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There could be a packed house or an empty. It doesn't matter. They're going to beat the brakes off of them. I'm saying Ohio State by 31.
So okay, so Ohio State minus 26 is
yes,
what I've got.
That's the line that I have. So Scott is taking Ohio State in that one. Drew, pick number 2 or 3.
I don't know how to take a number 3, so I'm going to take a number 2.
All right, Drew is, by the way, number 3 is when you poop, pee, and puke at the same time. That's a number 3. Number 2.
Yeah, I've done that.
Number 2.
That's the worst.
That is the worst.
Does it have to be in the same receptacle?
Yes. No.
Just at the same time.
Okay,
just,
yeah.
Simultaneous. All right, number 2. Drew, you have number 8, Penn State at Indiana. I would have guessed that a top 10 team going on the road to start this off would be a little bit more of a favorite against an unranked school. They're known more for white kids playing basketball than they are for football, but Indiana has pulled some upsets in the past, so that must be getting taken into account here. Penn State, only a 6.5-point favorite in this game. Who you got in this one, Drew?
Sorry, I'm trying to find that game on the board here in Bovada. I'm not seeing it at all.
Did it get COVIDed? Did Penn State, Indiana get COVIDed?
It may have, maybe. I don't know. Let me just.
No, we would have heard about that.
I was going to say, I feel like that would have been a big deal.
It's number 8 team in the country. That would have been everywhere.
Number 8? I mean, who cares about 8, though?
Well, it also
looks like it's still happening. All right, so Penn State minus what now?
Minus 6.5.
Minus 6.5, traveling to Indiana. I'm going to take Penn State given the points.
Okay, I think that's a good bet. I think they could beat Minnesota by 7. That's it. I mean, that's not crazy.
Wait, who? Minnesota? You said
Indiana.
Indiana.
I was reading ahead to my game. My bad.
Okay, so you're going to take Michigan losing to Minnesota is what I'm going to go ahead and predict here. all right, so I've got Penn State giving 6 or 6.5?
6.5.
6.5, all right.
All right, so Drew
I'll
taking
see if
Penn
I can find
State.
The board here, but yeah.
So that leaves me with number 18, Michigan.
Oh, there it is.
At number 21, Minnesota. Michigan, a 2-point favorite in this game. I don't know, is Minnesota still doing the whole row the boats thing? Is that still a thing in Minnesota?
Sure.
I also don't know if this is the type of game, you know, this seems like the type of game that Harbaugh wins because Minnesota's ranked and they're going to get their hopes up and then he crushes them later in a real big game later on in the year. Or he could just shit down his khakis early and just ruin Michigan fans' hope early on. I feel like Michigan can cover this one. If this was later in the season, I might be more likely to pick against them. But I think Michigan covers a 2-point spread in this one, even at Minnesota.
Now, you do know that Nike developed anti-shit khakis specifically for Harbaugh, right? So, like, he can shit his khakis, but you won't see it.
I did not know that. That's good to know. Right. That's very good to know.
Take that into account.
All right, so there you go. Here's a recap of our picks this week. Scott is taking Ohio State minus 26 against Nebraska. Drew taking Penn State minus 6.5 against Indiana. And I'm taking Michigan minus 2 against Minnesota. All favorites. We're all favorites this week, fellas. Once again, we did all favorites last week, too.
Sorry, real quick, Mike. You had Michigan minus 2?
Minus 2.
Oh, I got a minus 3.
Right. Oh, good thing cool. I got on this line early, baby.
Yeah, I know. That's why you pull lines on Monday. Which I don't know. Why do you do that?
So that I get the benefit of an extra point, bro. It's stupid. I know how these lines work.
Well, let's not be hasty.
Should we tease the 33 cents we have left here?
Wait, we're down to 33 cents in our account?
Well, no. After you put the $2 in each of our bets, we're down to 33 cents that.
Sure, fuck it. Why not? Let's go bankrupt this week.
Fuck it, let's bowl.
We don't have a lot of time left in the show here. I did want to do some golf talk, right? Can we do a little golf talk, fellas?
Sure.
So there was a big weekend this weekend.
Did you just jizz in your pants?
No, that was a yawn.
That's you guys yawning. Sounds just like you coming.
How do you know?
Why do you know what he sounds like?
Well, have you seen my vinegar strokes?
Those Google those Google devices you have in your house aren't as secure as you think they are.
Let's talk. The match 3 has been set in place. The match 3 is coming up. There's been some changes, though. Tiger not in the match. Scott, can you believe Tiger Woods not playing in the match 3? Phil is back. Phil Mickelson's going to play. Peyton is back. But then they're bringing in Steph Curry and Charles Barkley in the match 3. That's crazy, right? That's a crazy foursome to play. I think they're raising money for
Hey, Scott, do you think that Steph and Clay will have a better year this year than KD and Kyrie?
No, but I need to talk to them about how they cope with this whole 3-1 series loss shit, because I'm still a little bit upset by it, and I know they gotta be. Because at least they had their other titles to, like, fall asleep with. They're like, you know, we blew it, but we got these other titles. Where I'm like, cool.
Yeah, but just Scott, it was harder because they're in the final, you know?
Yeah, really, I guess.
You think? I mean, look at the guys behind you who are so upset about your 3-1 conference finals losses, if you will, you know, because I know in baseball they have leagues and stuff because, you know, racism. I don't know, man, like, it's baseball.
They're raising money this time in the match 3 for historically black colleges. I think that's a good thing for them to raise money for. I'm also really excited to hear Charles Barkley talking shit on the course, because Charles Barkley, like, that dude's a character, right? And I think him and Peyton are going to have some good shit talk. Also, I'm excited to see Steph play. Steph's played in some Corn Ferry Tour matches.
So you said the money is going to HBCUs?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I had read.
So, like, I got to be honest, guys, here real quick. Like, Nick Cannon's a bitch, right? We can all agree on that.
Oh, but God, yes.
Drumline was the shit.
Drumline was good. Sucks.
What?
My girlfriend at the time dragged me to see it. It was awful.
Oh, nope, never mind.
You know what? This is the same girl. This is the same girlfriend that I went to the Ja Rule concert with. So there you go.
Did she touch your dick during the movie?
No, she did not.
Oh, there you go.
So again, yeah.
That explains it all. So Scott can't be a partial, you know, evaluator. You know,
what's funny, though, is I've seen that movie like a billion times, and I don't like it.
Well, it's because, like, BET back in the day used to play that shit on repeat on Saturday.
So did TBS. HBO, TBS would just run it.
HBO played it every night during finals week freshman year, and I watched it every single night, and it was followed immediately by Good Burger, and I watched Good Burger after it, and
God.
It was the
Good
greatest.
Good Burger should have gotten a fucking Oscar. For their wardrobe alone, those costumes were on point, man.
All right, so good. So you guys are on board with the match 3, right? We're going to be watching this. We're going to be taking notes. We're going to have a deep dive discussion about it after it happens, right?
There's a less chance that some random white guy will talk shit about Tiger Woods cheating or Michael Jordan cheating on the course. So there's that.
Oh, they both cheat, but, you know, one in one way and one in a different way. It's okay. We all have our faults. The real thing is, what I want to know is, how long until Charles punches Steph for Steph trying to fix his swing?
That would be amazing to see. I can't wait to see.
I want Shaq and fucking
Charles. Man,
those two,
dude. Do you think that Shaq could actually walk 18 holes?
Well, is it a shack size shack or a Peter Dinklage size? that changes everything. You're talking about walking 18 holes.
Because like if it's a Peter Dinklage size shack, then there's actually not making 10 of them. Holes. It's 10 of them, and then they get to like tag team, right? Like a relay team. So like one runs 100 yards and tags the next one, and that one runs 100 yards. So
Guys, did you watch the CJ Cup at Shadow Creek this weekend? CJ Cup at Shadow Creek. It was Jason Kokrick's 233rd match. He's been playing for 10 years on the tour. Finally,
hey Scott,
got
was
a
the
win.
Last time that you finally watched the got Bobowski? A win. For real. Like,
actually, it was earlier this year, I believe.
It still holds up, right? Like,
Yes. Like every time I watch it, there's nothing about that movie that it's timeless.
Absolutely timeless.
Look, Jason shot an 8-under 64. He overcame a 3-shot deficit at the start, and he won by two shots.
Go to Xavier?
Yes, Jason.
Yes,
I sat right next to him in a sports marketing class. He's a really nice dude.
Dude, I sat next to Kenny Freeze during a marketing class. That kid was
really
dumb.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Jason Kokrick is the kid that I played against in high school that my coach put me in the first group to try to screw up. Like, hey, Mike, you're going to play
and
in the first group.
You fucked it up, didn't you?
No, Jason shot like 3-under. He hit the ball everywhere, and I'm sitting there just putting around the course like a fucking idiot. Anyways, he finally gets his first
tour. Did you ask him how big his dick was?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
And you didn't use every club in your bag, Mike. I'm disappointed in you.
But Jason Kokrick, Xavier University, Warren JFK graduate, shout out to Jay for getting that first tour win. I want to get him on the show, but I feel like you guys aren't going to let us talk golf.
That's awesome. Oh, no, I would let him talk, not you, but I'd let him talk.
I was going to say, I would talk to him and be like, hey, do you remember when we sat next to each other? He would have no fucking clue what I was talking about. But I remember that shit. And at the time, I didn't even know that he was like that good at golf. I knew that he was a golfer, but I didn't know he was like pro tour good.
I mean, Scott, do you think it'd really be that hard? You'd be like, yeah, we're in that one class. Like sophomore year, we took English Lit together and I was the black kid.
Now, to be fair, like, it's Xavier, if I said, hey, I was the black kid in the sports marketing class, you'd be like,
right. I remember you.
The one that didn't play basketball. I remember you.
Right. The short black kid. Oh, yeah. What's up, dude? How you been doing? We did a great group project together, didn't we?
This has been Golf Talk. Thank you guys very much for letting me get that out. I appreciate it. You almost stayed through the whole thing. Thank you. You guys are dicks.
I mean, we're still here, bruv.
You're such dicks. I hate you both sometimes.
Yeah, well, you know.
Let's stick to sports,
you don't
guys.
Stick to sports.
Stick to sports, guys. Dodgers and Rays in the World Series. Scott, what's the update right now? Where are we at score-wise?
I don't know. Go Rays.
Oh, okay. You're not watching? You don't have it on? You're not following to see if the team that eliminated your team wins the World Series?
No, because I hate that. Be that guy.
I wanted to be that guy. That's why I was cheering for the Braves.
I know you did, and I'm saying don't be that guy. When the team beats you, you say fuck them, and you're done with them.
Yes.
Do you think you will burn
their village to the ground?
Do you think there's a new
all of their children and end their lineage for good?
Do you think there's a new curse on the Red Sox? A Mookie Betts curse? That's the rumor going around after Mookie's game last night. They say there's a new curse on the Red Sox, kind of like the curse of the Bambino, but now it's the curse of Mookie.
God, I can only hope.
I hope so. But
Twitter,
I mean, there's
going to blow up.
He's the only black player in the World Series right now. Like, how stupid is that?
Wait, are you serious?
I'm 100% serious. That's not hard to imagine when you realize that only 8 out of 100, every 100 baseball players is black. So, yeah.
Damn. So, clarifying question, is he the only minority player in the World
Series? No, because of course there's people from...
Oh, no, and that's fine. But at the same time, too, the only black player on two teams, I think they roster 25 aside. Is that right?
Yeah, he's the only, African-American-born player in this entire World Series. Everybody else is from some other country.
And it says a lot that he's going to win the MVP.
Damn. Drew with the hot take there.
Mookie made me really... not want to hate the Dodgers as much as I do, but, you know.
I mean, dude stole two bases in one.
Got us all free tacos.
Situation.
He got us all free tacos.
Was that the 27th or something? Yeah.
28th. Free taco day.
Scored the run that broke the gates open here.
Good old Mookie. Big Ten starting up this week. Pac-12, the only major conference left to start up. Pac-12 doesn't get in the playoffs, right?
Who?
Exactly. All right, let's get into Last Call. This is Last Call, brought to you by Dugout Mugs. Listen, everybody, the World Series is in full swing. Baseball season is almost over, but that doesn't mean you don't have to quit the season. It could be baseball season year-round when you drink your brews from a Dugout Mugs baseball bat mug. Just head on over to dugoutmugs.com/craft and get 15% off your order. All your favorite teams, customizable designs, wine glasses made from bats, bat shot glasses, bottle openers made from baseballs, and now a 9-ounce whiskey mug that's made from a bat with classic 90s designs on it. Just a fantastic addition to your collection. I got the Reds one, drank some Wellers out of it this week. Ooh, it is amazing. Hit them up, dugoutmugs.com/craft. That's dugoutmugs.com/craft. Get 15% off your entire order. This week, fellas, as I get to the beer of the week screen, Scott, what were you drinking this week?
I had Juicy Bits, the hazy IPA from Weldworks Brewing Company out of Colorado. I gotta say, Mike, this one is very complicated, you know, a lot of ins, a lot of outs, a lot of what have yous. Not really sure where I fall on it, but if I had to give it a final ranking, I would say this is what happens when you fuck a stranger in the ass.
Dude, you took mine. I was gonna do the TV edit when he says when you find a stranger in the Alps, because it's such a terrible TV edit. That's so good.
Oh yeah, no, like, this beer's fantastic. Yeah, whatever yeah. Amazing Big Lebowski quote you want to drop for it, Juicy Bits, fantastic beer.
That's
damn
great.
It, so you burned both of us with that.
Drew.
I dropped two quotes on you.
Yeah,
well,
you
that's
did.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
you stole the one. So Mike was trying to toss to me, and I was going to say, you know, look, man, I'm going to fuck
What are you drinking first? What are you drinking first? Tell us what you're drinking first.
That's what I was saying. Okay. I was going to fuck up. I'm drinking Kinetic Kush Hazy IPA from Bear Bottle Brewing. And it is delish. But what I was going to say is, if you don't stay away from my special lady friend, I'm going to fuck a stranger in the ass. And there's a little bit of editorializing there. But this beer is solid. Oh, man, it's delicious. It's got a lot of depth to it. You know, the flavors, they really roll over your tongue as you drink it down. And again, I love this brewing company because they put the entire recipe on the can, man. And like, I really appreciate that openness of just, you know, appreciating what good beer is and trying to help other people have good beer. This is definitely one of them. It's going on the wall for sure. Can't speak more highly of Bear Brewing Company. And I'll tell you what, they will be my special lady friend for many months to come.
Fair enough. I was drinking Lost Paradise Coconut Coffee Porter from Platte Park Brewing in Denver. On the Big Lebowski scale from We Believe in Nothing up to, what was the top of our scale? What did we say was the top of the scale?
It really ties together, man.
Yeah, sorry. I would put this one at, obviously you're not a golfer, which is my favorite line to drop. I do that at least 10 times around when I'm playing golf. Every time somebody hits a bad shot, I hit them with, obviously you're not a golfer. This is a good brew. Not a lot of coconut flavor. It finally came on towards the end there, but a lot of good strong coffee flavors. Delicious brew. The fact that it's a little bit lower ABV is actually kind of nice for a porter, because I feel comfortable having a bunch of them.
Yeah.
So I would drink these all the time. So there you go. Those are our beers for the week. No, it really isn't. Those are our beers of the week, brought to you by Dugout Mugs. Dugoutmugs.com/craft for 15% off your entire order. Fellas, this was a show tonight.
It sure was. By the way, Rays up 3-0, bottom 4, no out.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate that. I want to say also thank you to Belly Up Sports for hosting us. Go check out Belly Up Sports. There's tons of good content at bellyupsports.com. There's tons of podcasts that you can subscribe to. They've got some really good fantasy shows that are going on.
More importantly, thank you for not canceling us and kicking us off yet. It's been, what, 3 or 4 episodes?
Well, so here's the best part, Scott. No one can cancel us but our wives.
That's a good point. That's true. That's a very good point. So be sure to follow all of the Belly Up accounts. Go find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. There's tons of them, and follow all of the podcasts.
There's literally something for everyone, man. There really is. They got fantasy stuff. They got specific team or sports stuff. Like, I cannot wait until we engage with the girls with beers or whatever. One day we're going to strike up a rivalry with them, and we're going to bet or compete on something, and they're going to beat our ass, and it's going to be the best show ever.
Yep, most likely.
100%.
Thank you, Belly Up, and thank you to all of you for listening to the show, for following along tonight on this goofy train wreck of a show that we had. It was a blast on our side. I hope you guys enjoyed it as well. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us more than you know. Just throw a rating up there, throw a review. It bumps us up in the search rankings. It helps more people see the show. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at CraftBSports. Hit up our YouTube. Share out the show. Help us out. Thank you guys so much. Next week, Halloween special. We're going to do a Halloween special.
Baby.
We're going to dress up,
maybe.
We're
going to be throwing shit on.
We'll see.
I'm going to dress up like a sad Braves fan like I did tonight.
We will see you guys next week. Cheers, everybody.
Peace. We out.